Greetings, 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 and salutations, one and all. Welcome to the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? It's the sound of Hollaback, too sweet for you. The track is called Too Sweet. The artist goes by the name Hollaback. Pushing back on me, cause you know I love it rough. Wanna say big up to each and everyone locked in right now to the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Big up to those who are locked in wherever you're locked in from. Those on TuneIn Radio on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, big ups to ya. Those hailing from across the pond, One Harmony Radio, top of the morning to you guys over there in the UK. Big ups to King Genius, Queen Genius, much love. Big ups to those who are hailing out to New Jersey on NIE Radio. Big up the Motivator. Much love to those out to New York. Island worldwide exhibiting the power of music. China Nicole. Hey Gary. Much love. Big ups to those who are locked in on the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com. Big ups, Mr. Lindsay, veteran in the business. Much love to the Texas Massive. Those locked in on Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group, and the WGLRO, home of the Donnie Walker Morning Show, taking from the sheets to the streets, touching from Detroit to Denmark and all points in between. Talk about somebody that hit the topics hard. Donnie Walker, boy. Especially when it comes to things like military injustices. Yeah, man, them things that happen to you, know. Man, check out the Donnie Walker Morning Show. You might learn something. You give me wine, and the night, I give you mine, girl. Topic of eyes, just topic of eyes. I want to say big ups to those on Zeno FM. Me wine, and the night, I give you mine. Those locked in on Clubhouse. Topic of eyes. Yeah, man, the club is the stew part. Give you mine. Your home puts a club to enter my love. Girl, it's a club to enter my love. When you wine, bar. The Massive on Facebook Live. Yeah, wine, bar. Big ups to ya. As a reminder, the Clubhouse and Facebook, it's only a segment. So come on over to kevinstew.com. Jump into the stew pot. For those of you wondering what a stew pot is, it's what others call a chat room. This is where we keep things interactive and bubbling. You don't need to register. You don't need to sign up for anything. You don't need to have an internal organ, a blood sacrifice, or your firstborn. Just go to kevinstew.com and you're there. You can remain anonymous if you choose. You can also change that number to your name. I want to say much love to my segment sponsors. Pulse Media Group, and being in the moment is priceless. Give them a call. 754-999-1140. What can they do for you? Everything you see here on kevinstew.com and so much more. You have a church service, a wedding, a funeral, a seminar, a party, a graduation, yet you want to stream live? Just go ahead and link them. 754-999-1140. Tell them DJ Kevin Stew sent you. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea issues a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils and over 20 years massage therapy experience. Let's go ahead and give her a call, 954-655-9000. Or send her an email on thealater@att.net. That's thealater@att.net. Schedule your appointment today. You won't regret it, trust me. She only has one request outside of paying her. It's called the Kevin Stew Clause. That request is that you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. And I guess you can figure out why it's called the Kevin Stew Clause, because I always fall asleep. You're pushing back on me, cause you know I love it rough. I want to say thank you to Reggae Global Entertainment. Reggae Global will act as your booking agent, handle your tour management, take care of your trademarks, business registration, legal service referrals, music production, marketing and promotion, and so much more. Go ahead and check out reggaeglobal.com. See if they have the services that you need, and then give them a call or send them an email. I do remember also to check out the Reggae Global Squad on YouTube. You can see what the Reggae Global members are up to. You have 5 of them to choose from. 5 or 6. Let's see. Ed Robinson, Joanna Marie, Marlon Borrell, G. Cole, President Melly, and yours truly. Oh, I must be leaving myself out. So it's 6 of us. That's our RG squad for you. If you haven't checked them out yet, check out the Reggae Global Squad on YouTube. Much love to McNeil Trucking. With McNeil Trucking, your goods are in good hands. Are you looking to move from here to go to there and not quite sure how to get about doing it? Check them out, man. Give them a call. 954-406-9740. Let's see how they can help you with your move. I'm falling for you, girl, and I know that is what you love. I know that is what you love, girl. And even if you're not moving but you want to transport some goods, get him a call. Tell him you heard about him on a night shift to DJ Kevin Steele. For those of you that are new to this, it's called Healthy Love. It happens on a Tuesday. Live on KevinStew.com and affiliates. In the background, the sound of Hollaback, a track called Too Sweet. I must apologize to those who were looking for me last night. Yeah, I couldn't have made a live broadcast last night at all. But I'm back tonight. You give me wine, and then I give you mine, girl. Tropical vibes. So the tune tonight, Too Sweet, kind of highlights what we're talking about as our subject here on Healthy Love tonight. That thing that is too sweet, you just can't get enough of it because it's so sweet. Sugars. So when thinking about sugar, one of the things you have to wonder is, can you have too much sugar? What does it do to you anyway? One of the things that we're going to be focusing on tonight is the brain on sugar. How do you think your brain acts when it's pumped up with sugar? One comment that I want to go ahead and put out there from now. Regular to the broadcast, we talk with her, we consult with her. She has written 2 books. One, Eat, Sleep, Meditate. The other called Share. Simple, healthy, inexpensive. Oh, shoot. Now I remember, I forgot one of the letters. And I remembered over the weekend. But recipes. Simple, healthy,
inexpensive something recipes. What it's called Share. And so those are recipes, healthy recipes that are quick to do, but a whole book. Anyway, the author is Marva Riley. She's a registered nurse for over 2 decades, and she herself almost lost her life to illness. And if you see her now, she's just on top of her. She's at the best, she says, that she has ever been in her life. And she saw this topic for tonight when I posted it on social media, and she commented and said, "This white poison is being placed in so many processed foods, making them addictive. Our children are becoming sugar addicts at a tender age as we feed them this white poison, which is added to their juices, cereals, cookies we feed them, and even the cow's milk that we are told that we need. Sugar is everywhere." Now, the one of the big jokes, which is not funny at all, is she's right. You go ahead and look, pick anything out of your pantry right now and look at the ingredients and see if you don't see high fructose corn syrup in it. That's one of the worst sugars ever. But of course, it also depends on which article you're reading, as you will probably hear as I go through a few that I have found. Now, the question that I want to start with is, how does too much sugar affect your body? And WebMD.com answers that question. There was a 2019 article that they had posted, and it says, you already know that eating too much sugar isn't good for you, yet you're probably still overdoing it. Americans average about 270 calories of sugar each day, and that's about 17 teaspoons a day, compared to the recommended limit of about 12 teaspoons per day, or 200 calories. Sugary drinks, candy, baked goods, and sweetened dairy are the main sources of added sugar. But even savory foods like breads, tomato sauce, and protein bars can have sugar, making it all too easy to end up with a surplus of the sweet stuff. To complicate it further, added sugars can be hard to spot on nutrition labels, since they can be listed under a number of names, such as, pay attention, corn syrup, agave nectar, plum sugar, cane sugar, or sucrose. And there are even more names that weren't listed right here. Now, no matter what it's called, sugar, they say, is sugar. And in excess, it can negatively affect your body in many ways. And so we're going to look at some of those ways, and then we're going to go even into more details with a couple of them. Now, if you want to share your story as it relates to sugar, I'd love to hear from you. And how do you get in touch for me to hear from you? Well, you can call, you can text, you can WhatsApp, you can Telegram on 773. You write this number down. Save it in your phones. Save it somewhere. 773-789-7839. It's 773-789-STEW, which is the simple way to remember it. But I can tell you the numbers again. 773-789-7839. You can call, you can text. If you're overseas and you can't get a direct line to me, you can WhatsApp call me. That's 773-789-STEW. Really easy. Drop me a message even. A text message. Yeah. I'll read it. Let me hear what you have to say on the subject of sugar. Now, going back to the article, WebMD says eating sugar gives your brain a huge surge of a feel-good chemical called dopamine, which explains why you're more likely to crave a candy bar at 3 p.m. than an apple or carrot. Because whole foods, like fruits and veggies, don't cause the brain to release as much dopamine. Your brain starts to need it more and more. More sugar to get that same feeling of pleasure. Now, you've heard me say on other broadcasts that we're pleasure junkies, right? Well, here is proof. We're pleasure junkies. Your brain wants to feel that dopamine surge. And so you crave that sugar. So that is where you get those got to have it feelings for your after dinner ice cream or your sweet pastry or something like that. And that is usually very hard to tame. It also affects your mood. The occasional candy or cookie can give you a quick burst of energy or sugar high. Maybe for some it's a sugar rush. But this happens by raising your blood sugar levels fast. When your levels drop as your cells absorb the sugar, you may feel jittery and anxious, which is also considered to be the sugar crash. But if you're reaching into the candy jar too often, sugar starts to have an effect on your mood beyond that 3 p.m. slump. Studies have linked high sugar intake to a greater risk of depression in adults. Now, again, we're talking about sugar. Now, even further than that, it can affect teeth. So, some of you probably rolling your eyes. And remember at age 12, when you rolled your eyes back then about the whole idea of sugar. Hey, Peaches. Oh, so sugar is your biggest challenge? So talk to me a little bit. And, you know, if you can't call me, I get it. But be interact with me a little bit. Any which way you can. And tell me your biggest struggle as it relates to sugar. Please, Maria. All right, so yeah, you probably rolled your eyes when you were 12, 13, you know, pre-teen, teen, early teen. But then you realize that your parents were right. And even now, as parents, you realize that, you know, it was really true. Candy can rot your teeth. It's a thing. Candy can rot your teeth. Bacteria that causes cavities love to eat sugar lingering in your mouth after you eat something sweet. So, after you eat something sweet, do you wash it down with something bland, plain, tart, water, maybe? You know, do you or don't you? And that's probably another challenge, because some people that like sweets probably wash it down with something sweet. Pum, pum, pum. Your joints are also affected by sweets. If you have joint pain, then here is more reason to lay off the candy. Eating lots of sweets have been shown to worsen joint pain because of the inflammation they cause in the body. Plus, studies have shown that sugar consumption can increase your risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. Wondering how that happened? Maybe it's the sugar. Another side effect of inflammation is that it may make your skin age faster. Say what now? Oh, you're wondering why people look older than they actually are sometimes? Check their diet. See how much sugar they're consuming. Excess sugar attaches to proteins in your bloodstream and creates harmful molecules called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. That's what they are. These molecules do exactly what they sound like they do. They age your skin. They have been shown to damage collagen and elastin in your skin. Protein fibers that keep your skin firm and restful, yeah, they damage those. So what then do you have as an end result? You have sagging skin and wrinkles. Check it out. Look at your diet. Look at your skin. Then there's your liver. And an abundance of added sugar likely contains fructose or high fructose corn syrup. Fructose is processed in the liver and in large amounts can damage your liver. When fructose is broken down in the liver, it is transformed into fat. Now, this in turn causes non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, and this is seen as excess fat buildup in the liver. Now, it also causes non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. So, this is abbreviated NASH, NASH, and it is a fatty liver inflammation and steatosis, which is scarring of the liver. Now, the scarring eventually cuts off blood supply to the liver, and many of these develop into cirrhosis and will need a liver transplant. You see how bad sugar can be? Now, when you eat excess sugar, the extra insulin in your bloodstream can affect your arteries all over your body. It causes their walls to get inflamed, grow thicker than normal, and more stiff. This stresses your heart and damages it over time, and this can lead to heart disease like heart failure, heart attacks, and strokes. You wonder what causes strokes? Remember we talked about that a few weeks ago? There you go. Research also suggests that eating less sugar can help lower blood pressure, which is a major risk factor for heart disease. Plus, people who eat a lot of added sugar where at least 25% of their calories comes from added sugar are two times as likely to die of heart disease as those whose diets include less than 10% of total calories from added sugar. Now, one of the problems that I have with something like this, you walk into a corner store in some communities and you find nothing but sugar. You find a lot of candy, you find a lot of sodas, you find a lot of junk food. What you don't find a lot of are fruits and whole foods. And so, what do you have happening? In some communities, you have higher amounts of sugar being ingested. So what do you see being caused then and there? You do it. You connect the dots. See what you come up with. Now, your pancreas is also affected. Your pancreas, your kidneys, body weight, your sexual health. And what we're going to do is really quickly take a break. And when we come back, we're going to look at how these other organs are affected by sugar. And then we're going to go a little deeper into the whole effect of sugar on the brain. But before I get into all my commercials, I do want to share with you guys that March is still happening. So what does that mean? the madness is still going on in March. And as a result, you have this, the March madness with my Mary Kay business. You have Satin Hands being available. Now, Satin Hands will restore that nice, smooth, soft, tender touch, which has been somewhat lost lately because of continuous washing. Now, you know that hand washing has been happening more often than before, and so you lose some of the softness in the hands, yes? Well, Satin Hands will help to restore that. And you purchase your Satin Hands last couple of days. It's just the last few days left in March. Get your Satin Hands now. Purchase your Satin Hands and get 50% off the pink clay mask, which is a miracle worker when it comes to restoring or resetting skin. So go ahead, get your Satin Hands, reset your hands, restore them to that soft, tender touch, and get 50% off the pink clay mask, which is amazing at resetting your skin. You get those, and believe me, you will not be upset about it. Also, coming up this Saturday, April 2, is Eats 876 Grand Opening, presented by GMAC Music. Rhythms of the Heart has live music, live singing, courtesy of Neri, and two DJs, not just one, two DJs in the building. You have DJ Kelly Famous and yours truly, DJ Kevin Stew, providing music for you. Where is this happening? Down at 627 South Andrews Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, downtown Fort Lauderdale. The restaurant is called Eats 876. And big up to GMAT Music Solutions for making this happen. It is the grand opening. We'll be right back with some more information as it relates to the sugar and how it affects the brain. Right here on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew Healthy Love Facebook Live. Deuces to you, Clubhouse. Catch you later. To my affiliates, we'll be right back. We're taking a quick break.
Pulse Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us. 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Imagine having our own Caribbean center.
Imagine a museum highlighting our history and the contributions of Caribbean people to the world.
Imagine being able to visit and learn about the islands we call home.
In a place where our kids can see and feel their cultural heritage. You can make this vision come to life.
Help us create this first of its kind space
that all Caribbean people can be proud of. Your contribution to Island Space Caribbean Museum will help this dream come true.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe.
Visit islandspacefl.org/GoFundMe and donate today.
Reggae Global Entertainment presents the brand new self-titled album from Yishka with 9 great songs. Oh, Baby, Let Me Love You.
Oh, baby.
Be Grateful for Life. Shake You Down.
Girl, I wanna shake you down.
What else can I do?
Babe, Come Over.
My. It's our time.
You know I love you.
For your love. I'm falling. Yishka. 9 great songs. Available on all streaming platforms. Available now.
Hey, I'm representing for the Gia Cabins too. Working on the night shift, the night shift radio show. Won't go changing like the weather, just to please the devil never. Will DJ Cabins to sell his soul? That's a word and honor. It's Christine representing word and honor. Celestia DJ Cabins too.
The sound of Ian Sweetness. My track is called Sweet Jamaica. Welcome back to the broadcast. Invite him to call a friend, tell a friend, friends of your friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too, because we're not leaving anybody out. It's Healthy Love right here on the night of the DJ Kevin Stew. Okay, so I want to welcome you all back to the broadcast.
Island,
those of you that are new, welcome to the family. I truly appreciate love you. Much love to the affiliates. One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio, Island Worldwide, the Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group, and WGLRO, PEMGTV.com, Zeno FM, TuneIn Radio. Thank you all. Do remember, you can also catch the rebroadcast. You can check out the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew on TuneIn Radio. Sorry, on YouTube, where you can watch the broadcast again in its entirety. You can also catch the podcast of the same name wherever you listen to your podcast, the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. But real easy, go to kevinstew.com. You have access to the YouTube. You have access to the podcast. All right there. You don't even need to go anywhere else. And do remember, advertising is available. You can advertise on the night show with DJ Kevin Stew. You can advertise on the website. Just go ahead and give me a link. 773-789-STEW. 773-789-7839. You have a business, an event, go ahead, advertise with me. I'll get it out there too. But in the meantime, in between time tonight, we're talking about health and we're looking at your brain on sugar. Yep, the brain on sugar is a topic for tonight. And, you know, it's not just the brain that gets affected, but other parts of the body too. But we're going to be focusing a whole lot on the brain tonight, but I'm sharing with you what happens to other parts of the body before I get deep down into the brain. So your pancreas, as we had mentioned before we went off on the break, your pancreas is also affected. When you eat, your pancreas pumps out insulin. But if you're eating way too much sugar and your body stops responding properly to insulin, your pancreas starts pumping out even more insulin. And eventually, your overworked pancreas will break down and your blood sugar levels, what will happen? Through the roof. They'll spike. Which pretty much just sets you up for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Who are the people more prone to this? Well, sad to say, black people are. People of color are more prone to having hypertension and diabetes. Your kidneys also gets affected. Now, if you have diabetes, too much sugar can lead to kidney damage. You see the chain reaction? All right. I hope you're paying attention to how things are affect the domino effect. So the kidneys play an important role in filtering the blood. Once blood sugar levels reach a certain amount, the kidneys start to release excess sugar into your urine. Now, if this is left uncontrolled, diabetes can damage the kidneys, which prevents them from doing their job in filtering out waste in your blood. What can happen then? Kidney failure. The body becomes poisoned and, well, you die. I don't know any other way to put it. Body weight is another thing that is affected when it comes to sugar. And if you look around, especially here in the United States, if you look around, there are a lot of people that are walking around with excess body weight. And they're wondering why. And everything that they're doing, they can't drop it. And they're wondering why and why and why. And the biggest why is because of sugars. What it is we're putting into our bodies. So, probably not news to anyone, but the more sugar you eat, the more you'll weigh. Research shows that people who drink sugar-sweetened beverages tend to weigh more and be at higher risk for type 2 diabetes. And this is more than those who don't. It's just simple logics. Now, one study even found that people who increased their sugar intake gained about 1.7 pounds in less than 2 months. Excess amounts of sugar can inflame fat cells, causing them to release chemicals that increase weight. Now, of course, this compounds a problem on a much larger scale, because with sugar being added to everything, including baby formula, what do you find happening? Yes, I said baby formula. That thing that really shouldn't be given to babies on a large scale like that. Anyway, but anyway, you know, you can research that for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. I'm just a DJ, not a DR. So the information I present to you is for you to go and find some more to either support it or refute it. Either way, you should be finding more information. Because my job is to stimulate your appetite and not satisfy your hunger. So you shouldn't leave here just feeling satisfied that you got all the information you'll ever need. Because that's not what I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to give you some information for you to get more information. So here it is. 1.7 pounds in 2 months. So basically a pound a month. From consuming food and drink. Kind of crazy, right? Here's something a little that
should have most adults quite concerned. Because if nothing else, we are really concerned about our sexual health. And one of the things we talk about and address quite a bit on unhealthy love happens to be maintaining, keeping our love juicy, right? And maintaining that juiciness. So you might want to skip the dessert on date night. Yes, you heard me. And I'm not talking about the dessert that you're working up to on date night. I'm talking about the dessert that you're going to have as a part of that meal at the restaurant on date night. Because it very well would be a sugary dessert. Now, and no pun intended at this point, no innuendos given. Sugar may impact the chain of events needed, gentlemen, for an erection. Yep. One common side effect of chronically high levels of sugar in the bloodstream is that it can make men impotent. And this is explained by Brunilda Nazario, who is a medical doctor and WebMD's lead medical director. This is because it affects your circulatory system, which controls the blood flow throughout the body and needs to be working properly to get and keep an erection. So, gentlemen, you're wondering, you know, why things are not going quite as planned, you know, why you need to go and consult a little blue pill here and there. Are you, if you're out of the Caribbean and Jamaica, you know, you might need to rub on a little bit of stone because, you know, things not working as it should. Yeah, check your diet. Check that dessert. As a matter of fact, kick the dessert and redo your diet. Because that little sugary intake right there is affecting your ladies' intake. Yeah? So that fun time that you're planning, that beat your chest moment that you just told your boys that you're gonna have, yeah, not happening with excess sugar. But that's not the focus for tonight. What we want to focus a little bit more on is what's going on with our brain. So, according to MSN.com, a dietitian talks about how a love for sweets may actually affect your memory. Yep, a love for sweets affecting your memory. Now, is this such a big deal in today's age when you can just write everything down on your personal devices? Your cell phones have these reminders, have these notebooks, have everything available to you to make notes. But if you don't remember to make the note, then what? How are you going to be reminded? So, there may be no love-hate relationship quite as conflicted as the one between us human beings and sugar. On the one hand, we physiologically cannot live without this sweet substance. Because, in fact, really and truly, the human brain and many of our metabolic processes rely on sugar to fuel some of our key cognitive and internal functions. But, as with just about anything upon which survival of our species depends, like sex, nature designed sugar to bring us such great pleasure that at times it can seem impossible to resist. Yep. The tough part is that regardless of your sugar source, whether it is fruits and vegetables, a pack of chips, a glass of Pinot Grigio or Pinot whatever, a glass of wine, our bodies are hardwired to crave more. Because we're pleasure junkies. So, thanks to the effects of sugar on the human brain, the American Heart Association reports that most of us consume at least 3 times as much sugar every day as we really should. Now, you might look at tonight's topic and wonder, wait. So, you're talking about the brain and sugar. Does the brain actually need sugar? Well, Ellen Albertson, a PhD and registered dietitian, nutritionist, and psychologist, a lot of hats on that head, explains that glucose, often referred to as blood sugar, is the brain's main energy source. Now, maybe it's tempting to hear that as an excuse to whip up a package of brownies, but Albertson says, wait, hold up. Don't go too quickly to the store to get your brownie-making ingredients. Your brain doesn't need sugar. Well, not regular table sugar to run properly. Healthier carbohydrate sources provide more than enough glucose, and failing to add that or to include that, your body can actually make glucose from fat and protein that you consume. So, if your body can do all of this, then why the craving? Well, the question of why your body, you sometimes have that sugar craving, that compulsion, if you wish, is really interesting. Now, while sugar is everywhere, and our diets are not in short supply of fats and protein, it was pretty scarce in prehistoric times. And because naturally sugary foods like fruits and such are such an efficient source of calories, the survival-oriented ancestors, their brains, they came to crave the sugary chemicals. Now, today, we have yet to evolve past this craving of the sugary stuff. Now, add to this that many of our ancestors spent their entire days engaged in ongoing physical activity. For the most part, the typical modern lifestyle is very different. We have more sedentary lives, and our bodies are not processing the sugar that we're consuming quite like our ancestors did. Now, meanwhile, having sugar in the system often leads to wanting more. In fact, researchers for a lauded 2008 psychology study asserted that consuming sugar can activate neurochemical changes in the brain that also occur with addictive drugs. So, sugar, addictive drugs. There is an issue with addictive drugs, right? Shouldn't there be an issue with sugars as well if the effects are the same? So, big multi-million dollar question here. How does sugar affect your brain? Well, Albertson reveals that when we eat something sweet, it activates our brain's reward system, the dopamine that we talked about earlier, that, you know, that pleasure. So, because we're pleasure junkies, we eat the sugar, our brain says, yes, and we feel excited about it, then there we go. We're off on this journey. The feel-good neurotransmitter dopamine gives us a short-term high, signaling that we just experience this really positive thing, reinforcing our desire to do it again. Well, that is pretty much how things go, right? It makes sense. Now, research published in Current Biology in 2016 illustrated the sheer strength of this reward system. The study demonstrated that just seeing something associated with a past reward triggers a massive dopamine hit. So, whether it be that sweet friend that you have or that sweet substance you consumed, either way, the reward is the same. And the trigger is basically the same. So this subconscious activity can help drive good habits like exercising or working toward a goal, but that's also why it's easier to mindlessly reach into the cookie jar for that cookie. Even when you're already full. It's a dopamine. So, you know, they say blame it on the alcohol. Yeah, blame it on the, well, that has sugar in it too. So it could be that you can blame it on the alcohol because you are getting that reward, that sugary reward, that dopamine release that gives you that boost, that rewards. That again, we're pleasure junkies. I don't think I can express it enough or emphasize it enough. Pleasure junkies do what? Seek more pleasure. We are pleasure junkies. Our brains crave that sensation, that reward. That dopamine gives you that great feeling, that feel good hormone is released. When you get a hug, when you get a passing grade, when you get a compliment, when you get sugar, the brain reacts the very same way. And it releases that dopamine. And we crave more. And so we're driven to do more of that thing. Now, could that thing be a good thing? Sometimes. But sometimes it can be a not so good thing. And that's what we're looking at tonight as we look at the brain on sugar. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we ask the question, can sugar change the brain? Now we're getting a little bit deeper. Catch you back in just a few minutes. We're right here on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. Healthy Love, the brain on sugar. We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links. www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
Teddy Greaves Jr. with 6 brand new songs out now on his brand new EP, Teddy Greaves Jr. With songs you know and love, like Can You Stop the Rain?
Can You Stop the Rain?
One Last Cry. Can't Get Over You. Wait Too Long. You and I.
You and I.
And One Last Cry, the acoustic version. Teddy Greaves Jr., now available on all major digital platforms. Teddy Greaves Jr.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars. you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes, yes, yes. Sakar Mantino, I'm making no sense right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
Sometimes it's all you need, just the air you breathe. The sound of Hezron, his rendition of The Air I Breathe. If you're just tuning in, it's better late than never. Welcome to the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew, Healthy Love Night. Tonight we're looking at the brain on sugar. If you missed the majority of the broadcast, no worries. You can catch the rebroadcast on YouTube. You can also catch the podcast, both by the same name, The Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. So the question of this moment, as we enter this segment, brought to you by Reggae Global Entertainment, and thank you to my previous segment sponsors, Pulse Media Group and Althea and really Healing Heavenly Hands. Thank you also to the affiliates, One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio, Island Worldwide, WGLRO, Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group, The Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, PEMG TV, the Foundation Radio Network, PEMG TV, and Zeno FM and TuneIn. Much love to you guys. All right, so we're looking at sugar and how sugar affects the body, more specifically the brain. And the question that was posted before we went on the break was, can sugar change the brain? Now, according to this article on MSN.com, Dr. Albertson says the brain is constantly rewiring itself. So the brain is that much of a superior entity, so much so that we don't quite understand how the brain functions in its entirety. But the brain is constantly rewiring itself, and this is thanks to a phenomenon called neuroplasticity. Now, this activity optimizes how well the brain functions, supporting processes like learning and memory. But constantly flooding your brain with dopamine through a high sugar diet will also provoke it to adapt to your habits. So, what does that mean? It means that we need larger amounts of sugar, larger amounts of sweet food to get the same pleasant feelings. So, what then can happen to your brain when you eat too much sugar? Well, even as a brain seeks more sugar, excessive amounts start to reduce its neuroplasticity. Ironic, isn't it? Now, according to a 2019 research in neuroscience and behavioral reviews, this means your sweet tooth may diminish your brain's capacity for tasks like learning and memory formation. You're wondering why you can't remember anything? Stop consuming all those sugary substances. And you might say, you know, but I don't have a sweet tooth. I don't consume a lot of sugary stuff. Check your ingredients. Check the ingredients on the things that you are consuming and see if you don't see high fructose corn syrup in there. And check your water consumption. Are you consuming enough water? So, Dr. Albertson also points to another 2019 review. And this one was published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, which concluded that individuals who had reported consuming more than one sugar beverage per day actually had a lower average total brain volume, more than one, particularly in the hippocampus. That's the part of the brain that's involved in learning and memory processes. Over time,
These effects may even lead to neurocognitive deficits, like problems with decision-making, good judgment, attention, and language. According to research published in Frontiers in Neuroscience, and in the long term, this damage may raise the risk of cognitive decline, including developing Alzheimer's disease or dementia. You wonder why it is that today you have more cases of Alzheimer's and dementia versus, let's say, 30 years ago? Well, let's connect the dots, people. The brain on sugar. So, can eating sugar affect your mood? Well, we looked at this earlier in the broadcast. A quick sugar fix might seem to lift your spirits in the moment, but over time, eating too much sugar can actually take an emotional toll. The Neuroscience and Behavioral Reviews research suggested that a high sugar diet was associated with greater rates of mood disorders, like anxiety and depression. The researchers found that over-consuming sugar may also interfere with your ability to handle stress and anxiety. Now, it's funny because a lot of people that are stressed out and anxious tend to go for sugary substances, ice cream, chocolate, their favorite candy. And so now here comes this dopamine that this becomes a cycle. Where does it lead you? Back to the ability, interfering with the ability to handle stress and anxiety. You see, all these cycles just from our diet, these crazy cycles, right? And you have cycles being formed from medication, you have cycles being formed from our diet, and none of them being particularly good. So in a nutshell, it looks like a high sugar diet can leave us moody, stressed, forgetful, and prone to bad decisions. Well, the bad decisions part is pretty much consuming more sugar. We eat sugar, which leads us to, well, we're moody and stressed. We're forgetful. We then consume some sugar because we're moody and stressed. And sugar makes us feel good. Which then leads us to feeling moody and stressed and forgetting why we were not consuming sugar before, so we go to consume it again to make us feel good again because we had learned this information and stopped, right? But then we became moody and stressful and went back to the sugar because we forgot that we learned this information. Cycle. And so we do more sugar, and then our liver starts to get affected, our pancreas starts to get affected. And we wonder why it is that we're sick. Why it is we're in a state of dis-ease. So, what then happens when you quit sugar? Well, the learning and memory problems and the cognitive deficits associated with high sugar diets, they get reversed. According to a study published in Appetite, the key is to reduce your sugar intake and turn to foods with a low glycemic index. The foods that are healthy carbs. Now, this choice may also help you to look on the bright side. A 2017 public health study at University College London found that reducing dietary sugar appeared to improve mental health. The researchers reported that lower intakes of sugar may be associated with a better psychological health. You can't want anything less than that. It's just that you may encounter a bit of discomfort in getting there. Oh, when you start going through withdrawals? Well, you know, they say no pain, no gain. That's what they say, right? Is it always true? Not necessarily, in my opinion. But in this case, that's kind of the case. While some scientists are split over whether sugar is a truly addictive substance. The same way nicotine and alcohol are, the sweet stuff is clearly habit-forming. And we know why. Because of the dopamine release. Ding, 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 ding. And if you're not feeding your healthier dopamine-driven habits, you may experience symptoms like cravings and low mood. Withdrawals. And this is why swearing off sugar now and forever isn't always the most sustainable approach. Instead, try to swap out or reduce your sugar intake. And again, you know, it may not be the easiest thing to do. It is definitely beneficial, though. Definitely. One of the things that wasn't included in the sugar being not so good for you. Let me see if I find it here. Because I want to read it to you just as I had found it earlier. So we know about the diabetes. We know about the high blood pressure. We know about the tooth decay. We know about the moods. We know that it has been linked, sugar has been linked to skin conditions like aging. We know that it has been linked to acne. A diet high in refined carbs, including sugary foods and drinks, has been associated with a higher risk of developing acne, according to Healthline.com. Foods with a high glycemic index, such as processed sweets, raise your blood sugar more rapidly than foods with a lower glycemic index. Sugary foods quickly spike blood sugar and insulin levels, causing increased androgen secretion, oil production, and inflammation, all of which play a role in acne development. Remember we talked about androgen? Yeah. Check the levels. Notice how these things are connected. So studies have shown that low glycemic in glycemic diets are associated with a reduced acne risk, while high glycemic diets are linked to a greater risk of acne. A study in 2,300 teens demonstrated that those who frequently consumed added sugar had a 30% greater risk of developing acne. 30%. Also, many population studies have shown that rural communities that consume traditional, non-processed foods have almost non-existent rates of acne compared to more urban, high-income areas. You wonder why? These findings coincide with the theory that diets high in processed, sugar-laden foods contribute to the development of acne. Well, here is something else that it contributes to. Your risk of cancer. So, according to the same article on Healthline.com, eating excessive amounts of sugar may increase your risk of developing certain cancers. First, a diet rich in sugary foods and beverages can lead to obesity, which significantly raises your risk of cancer. Well, you weren't told that part when you were told that you run the risk of being obese, or you are considered obese. You were just told that you're overweight and it's not good for your heart and you should lose the additional weight. But you weren't told about the cancer part. Well, you don't often hear about it. Diets high in sugar increase inflammation in your body and may cause insulin resistance, both of which increase cancer risk. Did you know that? If not, now you do. You don't have to take my word for it. You can look it up yourself. I did. I found this information. A study in over 430,000 people found that added sugar consumption was positively associated with an increased risk of esophageal. So, esophagus? Yeah. Esophageal cancer, pleural cancer, and cancer of the small intestine. Interestingly enough, all a part of the digestion system. The pancreas, the esophagus, and the small intestines. Now, another study showed that women who consumed sweet buns and cookies more than 3 times a week were 1.42 times more likely to develop endometrial cancer than women who consumed these foods less than 0.5 times per week. Endometriosis on the rise. Have you noticed? Sugar. But then again, sugar is in everything. High fructose corn syrup is found everywhere. Why? Because when people are sick, they need to get drugs. The drugs are treating the symptoms of the illness, not treating the cause of the illness. Two different things. So you treat the symptom, the cause remains, the symptoms come back. What do you end up having? You're connecting the dots, right? Need I say more? Research on the link between added sugar intake and cancer is ongoing, and more studies are needed to fully understand this complex relationship. However, should you not take this information and see how you could possibly benefit from it? Or should you just wait until the additional information comes out and then decide, okay, I'm going to go with this because now they have additional information? Are you going to just go with that, or are you going to take some matters into your own hands and look about your own health? Which way are you going to go with it? I cannot decide for you. You have to make that decision yourself. You have to know what you're going to do, how you're going to deal with it, because it's your body and nobody can make that decision but you. Even when you go to the doctor and the doctor suggests that you take this or that, or they write you a prescription, you have to go and fill it and you have to take that drug. Nobody's forcing you to do it, but they're suggesting that you do it. And some of them are strongly suggesting that you do. Whatever that drug is, whatever that prescription that is written is. I myself, I'm only giving you this information. I cannot insist that you take this information and apply it to your own development, your own bodies, your own health. I can't, no. I can only suggest and strongly recommend that you take your health into your own hands and take into consideration what it is that you're putting into your body that is causing you dis-ease. That's what disease is. It is your body not being at ease anymore. So what is causing you to be uneasy? What is bringing you this dis-ease? Could it be that you're consuming too much sugar? But you say no, because you don't have all the pastries, you don't have the sugary stuff. But yes, you are having a lot of sugary stuff. You just don't know it because sugar is in everything. So what else are you doing? Are you exercising? Are you consuming a lot more water? Do you have a sedentary job? Are you breaking up that with taking productive breaks? You getting up every now and then and taking a walk around the office, or taking a walk outside the office, getting some sunlight, getting some vitamin D, breaking a sweat every now and then? Are you doing any of these things? If not, chances are your mood is fluctuating. Chances are you are, when you do a urine test, there is a little bit of sugar in your urine. Chances are you have been putting on a little bit of weight. Chances are you find yourself craving this sugary substance, this sweet thing, without and reaching for it and munching on it and not even knowing that you're doing it. Chances are you're forgetting things. Chances are you find it more difficult to learn something new. Chances are you're consuming a whole lot more sugar and it is affecting your brain. I won't know for you. Only you can know. This is where we go off into musical therapy. I gave you the info. Now we let it sink in. Kicking off tonight with the sound of Nery. Track is called Sugar Cane. The loving one you want. Nery will be at the grand opening of Eats 876, courtesy of McNeil, courtesy of G-Mac Music Solutions. This is downtown Fort Lauderdale, 627 South Andrews Avenue, in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Music will be provided by DJ Kelly Fabulous. Let me go ahead and put up the flyer for you. It's Kelly Flavor. hold on, Neri. So let me give you the information once again. Eats 876 and GMAP Music Solutions presents the grand opening, Rhythms of the Heart. And it's the Eats 876 grand opening featuring Neri live. This guy that you hear me playing the music, he's be performing live at Eats 876 this Saturday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. Doors open at 8 p.m. So be there. It's at 627 South Andrews Avenue in Fort Lauderdale. Check it out. Music will be provided by DJ Kelly Flavor and yours truly, DJ Kevin Stew. His name is Neri. I want to thank McNeil Trucking for sponsoring the musical therapy segment. From the EP, They Call Me Neri. No, the EP is called Call Me Neri. I don't see any myself with anyone but you all too. Just like Jalan says. And as a result, I'll be back tomorrow night for real talk right here on the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Much thanks to each and every one of you. Much thanks to my affiliates, Pulse Media Group, Altheon and Healing Heavenly Hands, Reggae Global Entertainment, and McNeil Trucking. Thank you all very much. Thank you to my affiliates. One Harmony Radio, NIE Radio, The Foundation Radio Network, ClintonLindsay.com, Island Worldwide, PEMGTV.com. Truly appreciate love each and every one of you. WGLRO, Aliwap Radio, Dusik Media Group. Big ups to you. And as we get out of here, I want to remind you, look out for members of your community. Remember, your community is not just a development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide. So those that you pass on the bus, on the train, on the boat, or the plane, whether you walk, ride, or drive, these are members of your community. Look out for one of them today, because you never know who's going to look out for you tomorrow. My name is DJ Kevin Stew. So I like to do it to you, for you, and with you. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. All being well right here. KevinStew.com. 10 p.m. Eastern. Do catch the podcast. Do catch the YouTube. The Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew. Take care until we meet again. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, wherever you are in the world, from right here in South Florida. I bid you all a good night. Love you, cuz. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk, from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the stew pot, where we keep things bubbling, and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on KevinStew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.